Hello, my name's John Hordick, and I'm running for city council. Election day is October 15th, and get out and vote.
Tell us something or an aspect about you that doesn't really have anything to do with politics, but just that you would want people to know about.
I guess I just like learning and new experiences. If I have to make a decision between two things, I often try to take the more interesting of the two options. Passion. Just learning, I guess, new experiences.
Why are you running for council?
I volunteered for a number of different committees throughout my time here in Revelstoke, and just helping the community is a passion of mine, and I just thought this is the next logical step, and I'm in a place where I'm privileged enough in my life right now so I can run for council, and if elected, serve on council with enough time and energy to do a good job, I guess.
And why should people vote for you?
I'm passionate. There's a couple of things. I mean, I obviously support things like the arts and like recreation in this town. But the two biggest challenges, I think Revelstoke Council will have in the next 4 years is continue to work on the housing issue with other levels of government. And the second thing is to get ready for climate change. We hear about like fires in cities and floods and new development and new plans that the city does has to be designed and built with that in mind. Revelstoke can't fix climate change on its own, but we can get ready for it if the world leaders won't fix climate change, I guess.
If you are elected, how have you been preparing to be a councillor?
I've been like on boards and committees through the Rod and Gun Club, through the Environmental Advisory Committee here in the city. I've been on the executive of the Curling Club, just learning about the process of meetings, just how to get things done. I've worked for municipalities and that, and volunteering for other working with political parties at other levels of government. I guess just my life events up to this point has kind of helped to prepare me to the point where I think I can do a good job on council.
And you spoke about housing and about proactively facing climate change. Is there any other issues that are going to be your focus if you are elected as a councillor?
I feel like those would be my two largest focus. One thing that we're going to have to decide with this council is which direction the forum, the Revelstoke Forum, is going to go, whether it is moved, or the recreation plan seems to say that we would have a new multiplex facility somewhere. I think that that's an important feature of the city, and it'd be nice to have one that would last for many, many years, with dedicated curling ice and seats in the arena for so we can watch more Junior B hockey games here. Go Grizzlies. I guess recreation is something I definitely want to keep a close eye on. I'm a curler myself, so.
And I wanted to ask you about just who's running for council. We have 10 people running. There's one woman running for councillor, and she also happens to be the only person running who's not white, and then one person running for mayor. What do you think about those demographics.
It'd be nice to see more diversity in gender and people from different backgrounds. But what we do have is a very diverse slate of candidates from different economic backgrounds. There's a number of people running who do not own their homes. I hope that more renters get out and vote so that council looks like them and council works for them. So I would say get out and everyone should get out and vote. And often in municipal elections, a lot of the younger people and renters don't get out and vote, but get out and vote for people that look like you or have the same economic status or the rent homeownership status as you do. And that way you'll get policy that reflects what you need and you see your own perspective reflected in the decisions of council.